Great to have you here with us today on Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Another event to take in, a first Friday exhibit at the Juno Artist Gallery, which showcases the work of Mary McEwen, a painter who produces art in a variety of styles. Are you excited to be this month's featured artist?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having me, Rhonda.
So what out of your work have you decided to spotlight this month? I imagine that you've got a lot to choose from.
I do. But in the past year and a half, I've been sewing masks. And that's really actually what's kept me going, is sewing about 600 cloth masks. So that's one of the things that I sell at the gallery. But our shared space, because we're a co-op, each person has their own wall space that we share the rent of in our space in the Senate building. We have one wall that's right in front of the front door that, rather than being assigned to one person, it's such prime real estate that that space rotates from month to month. And then we have a featured artist. So when it's my turn to get that space, rather than just move what I already have from one side of the gallery to the other side in front of the door, I like to think about something new and something different that I could fill up that space with. So for this month, I came up with a concept that's a little weird. I've been reflecting a lot about solid waste. Bear with me.
Okay. Solid waste is inspiration for art.
And I mean that like in terms of not only just stuff and consumer goods that we bring into the world and buy and consume and that go to the landfill and things that we buy and hang on to and are even left behind when we die. And what do we do with that stuff? And how do we like turn the volume down on making and consuming stuff? And so that's kind of the background for the collection of items that you'll see when you walk in, because primarily I'm a painter. And so there is a little collection of small paintings. And the way that portion of it came about was I went down to my parents' house last month and we were going through old boxes of things that were left behind by my grandparents and deciding what to toss, what to do with any of this stuff. And there are all of these dozens and dozens of little gold frames that had held the school pictures and the wedding pictures in this like same little fussy gold frilly style. And I thought, rather than toss these, I'm going to make art to go in these frames and just have it be a collection altogether. Usually when we make art, the framing and the presentation is kind of the last step in the process when we're thinking about what something's going to look like. We make the piece and then decide what kind of framing is appropriate. I put the cart before the horse and said, okay, I'm going to make paintings to go in these frames. And because they were very fussy and delicate, I made a bunch of small watercolor paintings of different kind of flower blossoms. And so there's my ode to grandma's frames. So that's the painting piece of it.
Ode to grandma's frames. I bet you those frames are lovely because frames today are more or less mass produced.
Yeah, they have kind of a fun vintage feel to them, certainly.
You can find in some of your artwork anything from serene landscapes to your flower paintings. But I've also wondered about your hand-painted rocks. I saw a photo on your Instagram and they're just lovely, just beautiful designs, kind of little tiny point spatter designs. And I just have to ask you, are you one of the mystery rock painters? One of those people that leaves rocks along our trails and boardwalks for people to discover? Is that you? Or are you part of a group?
I am not part of that group, but I know that my rocks have been purchased by others who have hid them. I haven't participated in that rock hiding myself, but it is a really fun project. It's kind of relaxing to just paint all those dots. At Juno Fine Arts Camp, taught a couple classes of kindergarten through, I think, fifth grade. And I know those kids were excited to take their skills and make some rocks to hide along trails. So, yeah.
Well, I guess that's oh so Juno.
Definitely.
Well, it seems that in addition to colorful art, you've got a colorful life. And one of the things I read in your bio that was intriguing was that you live downtown in a 1890s mining shack. The use of the word shack, it evoked all kinds of images. A miner's shack?
Well, you know, like a lot of houses in the Juneau Townsite neighborhood, which is just up the hill from downtown, that's what the houses that are still standing were originally constructed as miners housing, our house and the ones around the corner from it. It's a funky place with a lot of character, which is what drew us to it.
So you've been in the Peace Corps, and I was curious, what did you do in the Peace Corps? Where did you go?
I was in West Africa in the country of Togo about 20 years ago to do my Peace Corps service. I was working in the field of health education, but I also did a lot of work with the local school in the village where I was at.
So you also have a master's in public health from Yale, but at this point in your life, you're focusing on your art. You'd think that with a master's in public health that you'd be on the front lines of fighting COVID.
Yeah, life is funny sometimes like that. It's true. But yeah, I mean, the timing is pretty hilarious because like to quit a job in the field of public health right before a worldwide pandemic. So yeah, I do have a graduate degree in international health policy, but I'm making art out of garbage. So come see that.
It doesn't really sound like garbage. It sounds like,
no,
it sounds more like recycling, which is something that's good to hear about as well. You do so many different kinds of art. I just have to wonder, is there a common thread in all of this?
I think the common thread is really just about the exploration and the process of it. I'm one of those people that, you know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And for me, art is a great way to explore so many different things. And I think integrating all of those different varied pieces of my life, including my kids and how they influence my art making. So you'll see that I have a really varied style, I guess, is what I can say. And so the common thread is just that it's my way of exploring what's around me and what I've experienced.
So if people want to come out and visit with you tonight at First Friday, what time can they do that?
I will be at the gallery between 4:30 and 6. The gallery is open 7 days a week from 9 to 6, and sometimes a little later. We're on the first floor of the Senate building down on Franklin Street.
And your exhibit will be up all month. So if you don't make it tonight, you can see it all later on. Thanks a lot for joining us, Mary McEwen, who is this month's featured artist at the Juneau Artists Gallery. Thanks, Mary, for telling us about your work and sort of your interesting journey creating your art.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Rhonda.